Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Hey, fellas, this is what you work all off season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
Six Mississippi.
Boom, this is Fantasy 2. You're tuned in to Seven Mississippi. Here on the HQ Sports Network, Alar Hamakus, rest in peace. 5 years, man. We'll see you when we get there. Week 5 in the 3BZBs in the books. We're headed to week 6. But before we get to the analysis and the standings and the points, let's take a listen to the highlights from week 5.
Going for A.J. Brown. It is short. It is intercepted.
On first down, Burrow with time. Looking deep. Looking for Chase. He's got it. And Ja'Marr Chase on the deep ball for the touchdown. 63 yards. Burrow to Chase.
Run 17 consecutive plays. They had the interception return for a touchdown in the middle. Now going deep to the far side. Caught. It's Hill. Touchdown. 69 yards.
On first down, a kick to Breece Hall. Right up the middle, and there he goes. Breece Hall.
Cause I just wanna run up and check and look out for my brothers. I acted it tricking, that nigga was stuttering. I knew him for years and he don't know my government. You can't come around if you keep on recording. I'm trapping, you trapping, that shit be a tournament. Voice of the trenches, I can be a journal. I pull up a couple of the niggas who murder, but I ain't gon' hold the nigga had told, I told him. Niggas be using emotions, saying I'm bogus. I was just down on my back, I couldn't see cash, I roast. My brother did teens, got out of jail, I'm glow. I take care of my block, I post. I'm done fucking hoes who local. Pop me a 10, ain't feeling. I gotta go boot up some doors. Ask, can I leave them streets alone? Bro went to jail and I got on my phone. Just cause he thinks he lost his motion. My brother think he ain't coming home. Spend all that felonies getting you gone. I switch on the nickel, I feel like a stone. The niggas.
At this point of the season, it starts to become clear who the bullies are, pushing their weight around like hurricane. Filled with talent like Ox Misfits. There are those that are at 2-3. And quite frankly, need somebody to stand by them. They need their players to stand by them. So they can also stand by their players. Quite frankly, they may feel like peasants. And maybe they are. But this next guest, he's finding a way to fight through it. And he's doing it by standing by his own team.
You guys have two choices. You either leave quietly, we take the body. Or you stay, we beat the shit out of you. We take the body.
Besides, me and Billy found him first.
Yeah, Vern told us how you found him. Oh, Billy, I wish we never boosted that car. Oh, Billy, I think I just turned my Fruit of the Looms into a fudge factory.
That's it. Your ass is grass.
Hold it. Okay, Chambers, you little faggot. This is your last chance. What do you say, kid?
Why don't you go home and fuck your mother some more?
You're dead.
Come on, Chris, split.
You're not taking
him. Come on, man, this is crazy.
You're not taking him.
He's got a knife, man.
Jeez, come on, man.
You're gonna have to kill me, Ace.
No problem.
You're not taking him. Nobody's taking him.
Come on, kid. Just give me the gun before you take your foot off. You ain't got the sack to shoot a woodchuck.
Don't move, Ace. I'll kill you, I swear to God.
Come on, LaChance. Give me the gun. You must have at least some of your brother's good sense.
Suck my fat one, you cheap dime store hood.
What are you gonna do, shoot us all?
No ways. Just you.
We're gonna get you for this.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Oh, we will.
Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me.
Comeback adult, a.k.a. the comeback kid. How are you, my friend?
It's good to be back, Shane. Very good to be back.
Interesting. Is that a new accent you picked up, Kamish?
Just I got to get gangster this week against my brother.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Well, yeah, you do have a big battle this week, the Battle of the Brothers. You and Ox Misfits. They are a bunch of misfits, and they're up to no good. But before we get to that, we need to talk about your performance last week, the highest score of the week, 193.42. How about that?
Yeah, it's about time. I really, really needed that. I'm low in the points bracket. So it's finally, after a few more weeks, you'll see I'm the best team. I'll have more than 900 points.
Well, right now you have 773 and change, and those are the lowest points in the league. But you typically do come out to slow starts, though, Kamish. And we've seen that before. And that's how you got the name, the Comeback Kid, and now the Comeback Adult. You are 2-3, as is the about half the league right now. So you're still fine. Everybody's still fine. But what has changed in the past couple of weeks that has turned things around for you?
The running back situation. Once the Aaron Rodgers went down, I lost Dalvin Cook, and I knew he only had value with Aaron Rodgers. Eckler went out. Had him missing for a couple of weeks. Madison's my lead back. Madison. But I got Tajee Spears and
you have Eckler returning soon. You have Eckler returning soon. Now, exactly. I was asking Hurricane, who joined the program earlier or later, depending on when this is going to be put into the program. Mm-hmm. But we were talking. Is Eckler still a top three fantasy back? I think he is. I really think he is. After CMC, I'd want to have Eckler.
Yeah, it's look what happened with I forgot what you mean. I even forgot his name.
Joshua Kelly
dropped him like 50. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do it
3 or 4 times amongst other people.
Yeah, he's garbage. Yeah, he's trash.
3 points here.
Yeah, he's an anchor on society, quite frankly.
Worthless. Let's put it mildly.
Yeah.
Now, once Eckler gets back, I know he's going to be putting up points. And I hit it out of the park with a lot of my receivers, even some of the waive wire pickups. So I'm kind of souped about that. That's kind of what's keeping me afloat. I need Mark Andrews to be a little bit more Mark Andrews. And I'm liking the Tua Tyreek combo.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Now, You paid a good price for Tariq. I mean, I wouldn't say you overpaid by any means, but you didn't get him for a bargain. You knew you wanted Tariq Hill. You went out and got him. He said, I want to go over 2,000 yards this season, and he's well ahead of that pace. What drove you to Tariq versus going after Jefferson or Jamar or one of the other top-notch receivers?
Tariq is one of those I was, like, most familiar with. It just comes down to that. I still remember when me and you were picking him up, like, 5 years ago and dropping him. He'd have, like, a one-point game, and then he'd have, like, a 30-point game. So he was boom or bust, but he's been very stable for everyone this year. For the past several years.
Yeah, I mean, he is, in my opinion, the most dangerous force in the NFL and as well as in fantasy football. And you pair him up with Tua. He's been having a tremendous season, and we pray that he can stay healthy. Garrett Wilson, he went up against Surtain this week, which is always a tough matchup. He didn't put up many points. But do you see the chemistry between him and Zach Wilson heating up, or do you think it'll kind of be a week-to-week where you're not really sure what you're going to get?
I think it's going to start week-to-week where I'm not sure. But we'll see towards the second half of the season as Zach Wilson gets more comfortable that he's going to heavily rely on Wilson.
This week, week six in the 3BZB, the comeback adult, you're going up against your brother, the third seed, the namesake of the trophy. And he really does have a bunch of badasses on his team looking to wreak havoc. You're the eighth seed. What do you think about this matchup? Is Ox's team still as powerful as it was when the season first started?
No, I think he also got hit with some injury bugs, but we all know this. My brother always starts the wrong person. He's gonna have two of his top five scorers on the bench. Mm. Mark my words.
Mm. Mm. Let's take a look at last week. I think he was okay. He didn't really leave anybody on the bench. He left Burrow, but can't blame him necessarily. And who did he start instead of Burrow? Oof. Oh, he got Jalen Hurts. So, yeah. I agree. I've seen that in the past. But I think this year he's been making better decisions. I don't know if we're going to see many points left on the bench this week.
No. He's playing me. I'm always a terror.
I got you. Well, look.
Every week, anyone plays me.
Well, look, I'm terrified. This is expected to be a ratings bonanza this Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. And we're all excited for it. And we're all excited for the rest of 3BZB commissioned and the future of the 3BZB. This is the ninth year in a row, and I'm sure that's a major accomplishment in your mind and you being the driving force behind this league.
Oh, my God. My brother does have a crazy team.
I mean, I can argue that he had the best draft. I think you might agree as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, you look, I got Hurts and Keenan Allen, and then you got Waddle, who can erupt at any time. Pittman's been, you know, peppered with targets all season. CMC, he got CMC at a, I don't know, a Travis Etienne price. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got Kelsey on the sheet.
$40.
Yeah. I mean, Kelsey. That's who, where was everybody? What was everybody doing when he got him $40?
I honestly was in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
I came back. I swear to God, I was in the kitchen. I came back and I heard ding. That's like McCaffrey, $41.
I kept bidding up and bidding up. And I'm just like, all right, somebody else has to help you, right? Like, I'm sure somebody else would click. And nobody did.
If you kept driving up the price, and it would have been a win-win. I'll tell you that much. It would have been a win-win, whether you got McCaffrey or whether you didn't get McCaffrey.
So I guess I have blood on my hands, too.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so than others. Commish.
Yeah. I would say that.
Yeah, Kamish, right now, objectively, who would you say has the best team in the 3BZB?
Don't make me say this. I asked you not to ask me this.
But, you did? My bad. My short-term memory.
No, I'm just playing. I got to say, ooh, Hurricane. I mean, no. You look at his team.
Yeah.
I love his team. I think he did great with his drafting. I think the strategy of going very heavy with the wide receivers definitely going to pay off. And that's why he's number one right now.
Right now he's number one. But by the end of the season, if it's not you, who do you think will hoist that Ock Lombardi championship trophy?
I think it might go back to Ock Lombardi. Like, after looking at his team, I think him and Hurricane just have just unbelievable players. Hurricane kind of hurting a little bit with losing Justin Jefferson. But again, he drafted really well and just next man up kind of ordeal, but it's still a hard void to fill for Justin Jefferson.
It sure is. And I saw he didn't go after KJ Osborne. I'm not saying Osborne is Jefferson, but he will see his fair share of targets. He'll be sliding into Jefferson's X role as the primary receiver with Addison on the other side. And you know, how about that? Maybe Hurricane just feels that he's got enough power. I mean, that's what it seems like. But that certainly is a big loss. He also lost Devon Achane. He didn't pick up Jeffrey Wilson either, but he does have Raheem Mostert. So Hurricane, you know, he's going to have to, you know, prove his stuff for this week going on. Let's see how he responds to adversity. Kamish, anything else you'd like to chat about? The platform is absolutely yours. After all, this is your league.
Yeah, you just reminded me of something that got me mad depressed. I just dropped Jeff Wilson.
I picked him up. Yeah, I paid for him. I paid $13 for him. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little excited about that.
Yeah.
I put 12.
Do you want me to give him to you?
What do you want?
We'll have to take this off air. We're
going to have to take this off air.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Our comeback kid is fighting his way back up the standings and standing by his team, and his players standing by him. Some others in the 3BZB are living another kind of life, specifically the Hurricane. You hear about it every single week, week in and week out. He does what he wants, when he wants.
Bad Spider-Man goes down, bad Daredevil goes down. All the niggas is going down. Punisher be taking their ass out.
X-Men take out the Punisher.
X-Men baby stuff, homes. All their castles and powers ain't shit. Punisher the real dope, homie.
Word, I seen a 7-foot-tall white Terminator nigga with 20 guns on my roof just the other day.
Punisher be taking out all y'all stupid heroes. He be saying, bam, 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 bam. Take out that nigga, bam, 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 bam.
We have the only 4-1 team in the 3BZB joining us, who happens to have the most points in the league. Hurricane, it's an absolute pleasure to have the number one seed here on the program with us.
I mean, it's always great to be here. You know, I was just having a cigar, just thinking about my success and how pathetic the rest of the competition is, honestly. It's just a joke.
Hurricane, you had a big matchup this past week as the one seed taking on the third seed, Ox Misfits. A very powerful team Ock has, but you kind of wiped the floor with him. 185.84 to 145 and change. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same story, different day, you know? I had Jamar Chase go bananas, giving me 56 points. You know, I had both Raheem and Devin put up almost, 42 points. You know, Lamar Jackson didn't do much, didn't have a touchdown, but it didn't matter. And for some bizarre reason, Ock decided to play Dallas against the undefeated 49ers, and he got him no points. I mean, come on. I mean, these sort of mistakes can't be happening against me.
Were you worried at all about Jamar Chase when the entire world was saying Burrow and Chase, that's just a thing of the past, it was a lucky season or two and all that nonsense?
Absolutely not. Jamar Chase is one of the best receivers in the league for a reason. You know, they both come from LSU, so they have that understanding. You know, Joe Burrow was just a little bit hurt going into the season, so it's just going to take him a couple of weeks to get ramped up. And you can't beat talent. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase one-on-one can literally just dominate any corner in the league. He's like Justin Jefferson. He's like Stephon Diggs. That's why I have these guys.
Speaking of Jefferson, unfortunately, he's been placed on IR by Minnesota. Now, his ex role will be replaced by KJ Osborne. What do you do now, Hurricane, when you have a situation where you've lost Jefferson and you also lost Devon Achan? I was at that game, by the way, in Miami. Awesome. But what do you do now? Do you rely on your bench? Do you go out and make a trade? Or is Hurricane ready for anything?
I'm ready for anything. You know, I can – this week I'm putting in Tyler Lockett right away. You know, and even though Achane is out, I have Raheem Mostert. He'll get, you know, the bulk of the workload until he comes back. So it's a couple of weeks, but no major setbacks. That's why I have depth on the bench as well.
We look around the rest of the 3BZB Hurricane, and we see that the comeback adult, the commissioner, it looks like his season still has some life. In fact, he was the highest scorer of the week with 193 and change. Pretty impressive. He took down the number two seed, Waka Flocka, which I'm sure made it put a smile on your face.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't really worried about the number two, the number three, the number four. I mean, it's fine. But, you know, the comeback adult really did what he had to do. I mean, he got some great points from defense. You know, he had the wide receiver go off in Gabe Davis. You know, just Tariq, looking more, Tariq and then obviously, yeah, Tariq and then Tariq Hill is Tariq Hill, right? Yeah. So, yeah, so his team, I mean, I don't know how it's going to be like that every single week, right? Because Miami's offense is so high-powered. You know, there will be some games where Tariq is not going to go off every single game when they have tougher matchups. But for now, it's working for him, and, you know, he'll keep riding the train as long as he needs to.
It should be noted that D's Nuts took down the notorious ZIB. A pretty good performance there by D's Nuts, putting up almost 190 points. He started off 0-3, I believe, and he's won two in a row. So it's good to see him get on the right track. He is a
That was kind of a lucky situation. I mean, how many times is he going to get ATN to get 40 points? I mean, let's be clear. I mean, he got 40 points out of ATN. You know, that's really where the bulk of his points were. He was his highest scorer. You know, when you have Justin Fields go off for 44, you're supposed to win. But obviously that got canceled by ATN's 40. So, I mean, these Nuts are in the position they're in for a reason. They're the bottom of the league. And, you know, just because they want to put one lucky week doesn't mean a damn thing.
Well, the notorious ZIB seems to have his own issues. Couldn't even put up 150 points this week. That's pathetic. And also for our international audience, H2H, he took down fourth seed, seventh floor crew. You know, Hurricane, quite frankly, I look at the 3BZB with you in first place, the most points, the only team at 4-1. Feel free to go on for a few minutes about what the future of the 3BZB looks like.
I mean, I don't really know if there is a future for the rest of the league at this point. I mean, I'm just every week I'm dominating, you know, even now that I'm it's in week six, I'm 4-1. Three out of the last 4 weeks, I've been the highest point scorer. You know, this week I was a little bit short with the comeback adult. I was at 185. I think he was like a 196. But I've also broken the threshold, that 233 week a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, if these guys are not going to step up and actually do some actual research and actually pick up players, and I mean, besides myself, the only other person who's really spent any money on the budget is Notorious Zib. At least he's trying. Everybody is still at like $100 for their budget. I mean, what the hell is this? And then they wonder why their teams are atrocious. It's a joke. And I'm sitting back. I'm laughing because it's like, I thought this was supposed to be competitive. I thought there was supposed to be some, you know, camaraderie. I thought there was supposed to be some shit talking. I mean, nobody's even talking in the chat. It's a disgrace. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I'll start my own league at this point. I don't know.
Well, Hurricane, I don't think the 3BZB is taking you lightly at all. And the future of this 3BZB, according to many, looks pretty dark. And if this continues, we may have your name finally on that Auckland Barty Championship trophy.
That's really what it's about for me. Just to get the names, to prove all the naysayers wrong and just keep dominating. You know, maybe I should call one of the radio stations and tell them, you know, what you think of my team. People wouldn't even believe it. I probably have one of the strongest teams on the planet right now. I mean, just in depth and talent alone. I don't even know what to say at this point.
Hurricane, thank you for joining us for this piece, and we pray that the 3BZB can withstand your strong force.
This is Fantasy T, and you're tuned into 7 Mississippi on the HQ Sports Network. Some of you on social media seem to have an issue with Fantasy T's production style. It's not the fantasy show I envision. Not enough data, not enough analysis. Too much drama and too many theatrics. We always said here on the program that we would provide the finest sports and entertainment production in the world of fantasy football. And this is week 6 in the National Football League. This is the 3BZB. And this is where the big boys play. In a league where they play for pay. Here we go, Hurricane. The marquee matchup this week appears to be the second-seeded Waka Flocka and the fifth-seeded Notorious Z.I.B. You know, we look at this matchup here, and one thing that stands out is that there's a lot of uncertainty on both sides of this matchup. And, you know, we got one side with the Notorious Z.I.B., a lot of receiver power in Olave, Devontae Smith, Brandon Ayuk, Puka Nacua, and Davante Adams. On the other side, you have Aaron Jones out for Waka Flocka, and you got some, you know, kind of question marks going on here, right? With Christian Kirk, is it going to be his week? Adam Thielen, can his quarterback get him the ball again? CeeDee Lamb, he was shut out last week. What do you see here, Hurricane?
I see a shellacking for the Notorious Zib. I think he's going to destroy Waka Flocka. You know, the fact that he doesn't really have any depth for Aaron Jones is a problem. I don't putting in, honestly, for that. And then, you know, he also has a matchup problem because he's playing Breece Hall. I mean, I understand he's been playing well, but it is against Philly, you know, and Philly's gonna come out and do some damage against the run game. That's just the way they've always been. I mean, they're one of the two undefeated teams in the league for a reason. And then to your point, I mean, Christian Kirk, Adam Thielen, I mean, he's playing, you know, Joshua Dobbs. I don't know. There's nothing really here that's scary about his team. And the fact that he's even, you know, in the position that he's in as the number two seed is really disappointing.
I think I completely agree. Let's not waste any more time on this matchup. Let's head over to your matchup. You're playing the seventh seeded H2H. And, you know, man, I don't think he has a chance in hell to beat you. But, you know, we take a look at his matchups here. He's got Mahomes going up against Denver. I mean, the only question there is how much does Mahomes have to do? DJ Moore coming off his monster week going up against the pathetic Minnesota secondary. He's got Hollywood Brown, who doesn't scare anybody. DK Metcalf against Cincinnati. You know, that's a good play. David Montgomery going up against Tampa. He's got that backfield to himself pretty much. And George Kittle against Cleveland, I don't think he'll put up 3 touchdowns again. I mean, look, this is a good team, but when you're starting 2 tight ends, one of them plays for the Giants, it's not really a recipe for success. I'll let you go over your monstrosity of a team.
Yeah, I mean, I got Lamar Jackson. He's in London Sunday morning against Tennessee. We know what's going to happen there. Hopefully he'll have a bounce back game from last week because that was a divisional game against the Browns. I mean, Stephon Diggs is Sunday night football against the Giants. He should do real damage there. You know, Ja'Marr Chase is up against Seattle. He'll, I don't know if he's going to have another 50-point shellacking, but he'll continue in terms of production.
I'll say this, though. I'll say this about Ja'Marr Chase. Now, look, he's up against Seattle, right? And we know Seattle has that stud of a rookie, Devon Witherspoon. He killed it on Monday night against the Giants a few weeks ago. I mean, who doesn't? But he had that nice pick six. He was a highly touted rookie, he was the number one corner taken in the draft. If it's not him on Metcalf, it's going to be Tariq Woolen, also known as Tariq Woolen, who some call the second coming of Richard Sherman. I think this is going to be a tough matchup for Chase. He's still Ja'Marr Chase. He's still going to start him. But I think a 15-point outing is more realistic than a 30 or 40-point.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, between all the depth that's on Hurricanes' team, between Raheem, between Pacheco as the backfield to himself, you know, Jake Ferguson will have a bounce-back game after the Cowboys got shellacked by the Niners. And then I have Joshua Palmer in, just because right now there is no more Mike Williams. So he'll be the number two behind Keenan Allen on Monday Night Football. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talent here. I mean, the only way H2H could really pull out a victory if Mahomes gets him six and, you know, Moore gets him another 50, and then the rest of the team is between the 20s and 30s. Maybe he'll break 200. I mean, something really, you know, drastic will have to happen for him to compete this week.
Let's move on to the battle of the brothers, the comeback adult versus Ox Misfits. It's a battle of two respectable franchises here. The Misfits coming in at the third seed, while the comeback adult making a comeback as usual after a typical slow start at the eighth seed. You look at the comeback adult, and Tua going against Carolina. He's also got Tariq there. There's nobody there to stop him. I mean, that could be an absolute bloodbath. Garrett Wilson against Philly. I don't like that too much. You're going to start him, of course. He's got Darius Slay. He'll see. He's still a top five corner, believe it or not, in the NFL. Michael Thomas, he doesn't scare anybody anymore.
I'm going to take 7-4 crew to win this game.
Yeah, I think I have to, too. That's too much risk these nuts is willing to take there. And, you know, he might have to look into a different strategy. Hurricane, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Enjoy your week six, especially the Sunday night Buffalo Giants Instant Classic. Hey, this is Fantasy T. Remember, when Fantasy T says something, sometimes it happens.